Current state on WKAR, a new report from East Lansing's Anderson Economic Group lays out a compelling case for Michigan's University Research Corridor. The URC is an alliance comprised of Michigan State University, the University of Michigan, and Wayne State University, and the focus is on leveraging the research being done at those institutions into economic stimulus. That's the point. And this new report, which covers calendar year 2011, finds URC activity led to $15.5 billion in total economic activity in the state. The three schools spent more than $2 billion on research and awarded tens of thousands of degrees. And here to go deeper into the report and what it means are Jeff Mason, Executive Director of the URC. Aaron Grover is the lead author of the report, which is conducted by the Anderson Economic Group of East Lansing. And John Austin runs the Michigan Economic Center at Prima Civitas, the East Lansing-based economic developer. And sometimes liver disease. I was complimented the other day for my pronunciation of Prima Civitas by Holly Hetzner, because she said a lot of people will say Prima Civitas, and it makes it sound like a liver disease.
But what does it mean?
It means first city, right?
First city, first state.
First city, first state. Okay, well done. And it's not a liver
disease.
Latin. Okay. And John, and you're also a member of the Michigan, the State Board of Education.
President
of the State Board of Education. Welcome to all of you, to Current State. I'll throw this first one out to anyone. Put these colossal numbers into a more understandable perspective for us. There's apparently a huge economic impact resulting from university research, from degree granting, et cetera. What is some visible evidence of this university activity that somebody here in the Lansing area might easily relate to? Jeff, anybody?
Yeah, sure. I'll take that one or start with that. I mean, I think when you think about these three major research universities here in the state of Michigan, we compare it, and Anderson has done this research for us for the past 6 years now, where we have benchmarked ourselves against six other innovation clusters around the nation. Places like Research Triangle Park in North Carolina, or MIT and Harvard and Tufts up in the Massachusetts-Boston area, mm-hmm. or Northern California with Stanford and UC Berkeley and UC San Francisco. We think these innovation clusters is where the economy flourishes with knowledge-based activity. And that's where the economies of the future are going to grow and prosper. And we've tried to show that Michigan, through the University Research Corridor and these three world-class universities, can compare with them. We're on par with them in terms of research activity, in terms of students that we graduate, in terms of economic activity. A tangible example of that here in the Lansing area, Mark, would be the IBM Research Center here, that IBM opened up a computer development center in the old MSU Federal Credit Building. They came here to Michigan and East Lansing because of the talent that exists at this world-class university.
Okay.
And they have a connection with the engineering school and the Comm Arts School. Students are being graduated out of programs and going to work for them. That's where we think you see vibrant connections between the universities and the economy here in the state of Michigan.
Aaron Grover, can you give us a handle on how you go about measuring all of this economic activity? It gives me a headache just to think about it, but you did it. How do you do that?
Right. So we included things, the expenditures in instruction, research, U of M's hospital, faculty and staff wages and benefits, the student expenditures, and then incremental alumni earnings. We are really careful to only take into account net new spending, which means we don't count economic activity that replaces other economic activity in the region.
Okay. All right.
And I would just say, John Austin, if anything, the economic impact numbers, which are incredible, you know, what is it, $15.5 billion, only count the direct impact in terms of dollars spent, faculty employed, the research dollars that flow in. They don't count even many of the things that Jeff was in Jeff's example. They don't count the new firms and spillovers, as we call them, that
That's
get created and percolate around research universities where all the action and growing the economy comes. They don't count the fact that firms would locate here because they have an interaction with the university. So if anything, the economic benefit is considerably higher than these very conservative numbers say.
I guess so. Yeah,
I agree with that. This is definitely, you know, a very conservative estimate of what the economic benefit would be. You know, there are a lot of tangible, intangible benefits that we really can't quantify.
Right.
So,
how long has the URC been around?
So the URC was created back in 2006 by President Lou Anna Simon, Mary Sue Coleman, the president of U of M, and at the time, Irv Reed, the president at Wayne State University. So we've been in existence about 6 years, and one of the things we've done during that time is really benchmark and compare ourselves, because we really want to, you know, see how we stack up. You know, if you want to be the best, you got to compare yourselves to the best. And so by looking and comparing ourselves objectively against some of these other innovation clusters, we can track and see how we're doing in terms of performance.
Are you confident you're measuring apples to apples when you compare these numbers with these other research clusters?
Yeah, you can never exactly get, apples to apples. For example, you know, in Massachusetts, you've got Harvard and MIT, private institutions. We are three public universities. But we are typically trying to compare ourselves to Carnegie, highly intensive classified research universities. So that's a categorization that looks at and as nationally ranks universities based on different measures. And so we use some fairly objective terminology and definitions to compare ourselves.
So you do have some benchmarks.
The simplest is who wins competitive federal research dollars, because it is the place that can solve the world's problems in healthcare and in energy and in engineering. It is these great public universities who've had incredible success, more success relative to some of those other private institutions in winning competitive research, which is flowing into our state and flowing talent and new problem solving. These institutions have been around, the URC institutions, as great public universities for 100-plus
right.
years. It was one of the greatest inventions in this country, the great public land grant and public universities that provided high-quality, low-cost education for every man and were purposefully designed to aid commerce, agriculture, business development. And they are different from the privates, meaning they've relied significantly on our states, our tax dollar support.
Right.
And so if we're going to continue to fuel the growth of our economy, we have to do better at supporting and flowing dollars in to pay for the researchers, the students, the graduate students, and the facilities that allow us to continue to be the place that solves the world problems and invents the new technologies right here in Michigan.
And John Austin, since you are the president of the State Board of Education, this really begs the question of just where you stand on education funding in Michigan, if I could ask you that.
Yeah, and education and higher education and research don't happen magically. They're things that the private sector doesn't do. The basic research that invents things like the internet, which our Big Ten universities had a hand in, comes from us dedicating our tax dollars. So it's the best investment we can make, and we need to invest more in both K-12, but higher education and higher education research is the best investment to grow the next economy right here.
Is private money going up in terms of donations to the URC schools?
Well, certainly the endowments and the giving is something that is a process that the universities actively work at. The endowments have been growing somewhat over the past few years. I think the other important thing to note, Mark, is, you know, in terms of engagement with the private sector, these universities are very committed to not only the research that goes on in the labs and educating students, but also engaging with the private sector and companies here in the state of Michigan. You know, the IBM is one example, but Google down in Ann Arbor was attracted down there because of the connection to the University of Michigan. You know, each of the universities have now created one-stop business corporate relationship offices to make that engagement with companies and industry easier and simpler to engage in. But the report that AEG prepared showed that for every $1 the state of Michigan invests in these three institutions, you know, we return $17 to the economy. So a return on investment of 17 to 1 is a pretty good ROI. And we think that suggests that, you know, the universities are contributing to the economy and see that as part of their mission.
And that's in addition to the $375 million that the state gets in tax revenue from URC alumni and URC employees.
Okay. You analyzed this thing regionally. You
yes.
looked at different regions. Tell us how that works.
So the MEDC, the Michigan Economic Development Corp, put together 10 economic regions. And so we took the state economic impact and looked at where the expenditures were located, and we allocated them to each of the regions based on that.
Any surprises there?
No. I think, unsurprisingly, the biggest economic impacts were in the areas that the universities themselves were located.
Okay. So there really is a corridor between East Lansing and Detroit that stretches and connects the three.
Right.
Okay.
But I think the other interesting piece of that, Mark, is that you know, even in the UP, there's $60 million of economic impact that these three universities have in the Upper Peninsula. So, you know, people in Michigan may not think that the institutions have that kind of impact, but they make a significant contribution, whether it's students that are attending these institutions from around the state and from every 83 counties, the alumni that graduate that then return and
cooperative
work in those
extension.
Communities.
What about cooperative extension? Is that's a factor here, I would imagine?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You
know, MSU cooperative extension.
Right.
And I would assume, Jeff, these three URC institutions, which are part of the 15 public universities, are often collaborating with the other universities like Michigan Tech and Northern, for example, on significant projects in biomass or clean energy or clean water. And,
right.
And you know, that's a contribution too.
Well,
that is.
Well, do you ever get lobbied from Michigan Tech to say, hey, let's make the university research corridor include Michigan Tech? They got a lot of good stuff going on up there.
Absolutely. I mean, there are 15 great public universities here in the state of Michigan, and our three represent about 93% of all the research and development expenditures.
Wow.
Of those 15. But we do collaborate with the other universities on particular research activities. Michigan Tech up in Houghton has a very strong engineering and applied research program up there. We are working with five other universities around the state of Michigan in a program to try to retain more international students. So we build relationships and collaborations with other institutions, both public and private, here in the state to advance, you know, important objectives.
Seriously, do other universities want to join? I mean, do you ever get lobbied to expand it to four?
The point of branding and naming the URC is just to name the reality that these three institutions do both win and do the bulk of the globally significant research that draws talent and creates new technologies and people in Michigan. So we haven't always considered them as a critical mass like Silicon Valley and Stanford and Berkeley. So part of it is to just appreciate we have the horsepower and the innovation horsepower and the talent generation horsepower here that's co-equal with any of the places that we think of the great university research and innovation centers. So we should not only appreciate that, we should build on it. That's what Jeff and the presidents are doing. And we should accelerate it because we can be the place that creates all the new ideas and technologies to solve all the world's problems in Michigan and create a lot of jobs doing it if we fuel and feed these great research institutions.
How do you do that? How do you build it? How do you hit the gas on this thing?
Well, for example, you know, we have been cutting funding for our universities for 12 or 13 years. It plateaued last year, which is, of course, the wrong way to go if you want to grow the footprint of learning, people, talent, and new discovery. And that's the exact opposite way of how we drive this economy. Other states have put, for example, Ohio asked the people for $2.8 billion to fuel research university-led new business commercialization and development. That's what we should be doing more of here, to help the universities accelerate their commercialization of all the new ideas that are cooked up with the private sector.
We've got under a minute, and I want to wind you up with a quick question. I imagine each school brings something different to the table, and you add it all up and you get something really big and special. What does each bring, or is that not the way to look at this thing?
No, I think there are some unique differences. I mean, Wayne State University is a premier urban research institute. So they bring some of the, you know, the laboratories in the city of Detroit and the ability to look at that. Michigan State University, a premier land-grant institution. And U of M, probably the most premier public university in the nation or maybe in the world. So when you put kind of the strengths of those three together, you know, we talk about the fact that the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. We think it's a winning combination.
Very good. Jeff Mason, Executive Director of the University Research Corridor. Aaron Grover, lead author of the report from Anderson Economic Group of East Lansing. John Austin runs the Michigan Economic Center at Prima Civitas and is also president of the Michigan Board of Education. Many thanks to all of you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it a lot.